I like I said, I know that sometimes, because of human nature, you might say, some people's character anyway, it may be difficult to really care about the plight of other people. We see them struggling, and sometimes, you know, just depending on a person's person, any given individual's personality, they may be aware of the plight of other people, and they may be concerned about it, but not concerned enough to really give it a lot of thought, hoping that there's some kind of way that things can be turned around. Some people can be aware of the plight of other people and really, really rejoice, truly be glad that these people are suffering the way they're suffering. There are so many people who have that kind of personality, that kind of character, that it really gives them pleasure to know that politicians are making decisions that are going to make life miserable for millions upon millions upon millions of fellow Americans, fellow humans. And that's people of all ages. It's not just the young. You know, you would think that older people would be at a point where they would have developed a kind of character, personality that would just have them on cruise control and thinking, hey, we need to be doing right by everyone. Our political leaders need to be doing right by everyone. Well, think about it. One of the guys who physically assaulted an American citizen during the Trump presidential campaign, who physically assaulted, shot the elbow to the young man's head, a man who wasn't even looking at him, wasn't saying one word to him, but because of what was in the heart of the assailant, he shot a bow to the head of the young man as he was being escorted out of the building. And the one that we looked at, the one who we saw do that, did not appear to be a guy in his 20s or 30s. He had white or gray hair. He had some age on him. And he was being physically violent towards someone who had posed no threat to him whatsoever. Again, I remember when Ronald Reagan was running for a president, and he was talking about changes he was going to make to the Medicare system, Medicare system. And there were so many people, older people, who were listening to the many, many changes that he was saying he was going to make. And when he got in office, he began to make those changes, including the changes to the Medicare system, which began to cause a lot of trouble for our senior citizens of all colors. And I remember the conversation that was conveyed. A lot of our older white citizens were applauding and praising the fact that Ronald Reagan had been elected president. Oh, they were expecting him to do such great things. They were so elated. And when he began to make those changes with the Medicare system, you know, while he was making changes to those factors of life that impacted people other than them, they were thrilled. And they were just so grateful that they had voted for him and that he had won the election. Then, sometime later, he began to make negative changes to the Medicare system that had negative consequences for them. And all of a sudden, they were no longer excited about the changes he was making. And they complained to some of the people they had gone to, black people in particular, and said, you know, we're beginning to have some concerns about President Reagan. He's making changes that are hurting us. And when they were told, well, listen, he told you when he was running for office that he was going to be making some changes. And it should have been clear that the changes he was talking about were going to hurt people. And their response was, well, we didn't know he meant us. We thought he just meant you. And so as long as they were thinking, these older white American citizens were thinking, and please remember what you've heard me say many, many times. Not all white people are racist any more than all black people are racist, any more than all Hispanics are racist, any more than all Asians are racist. You find racism in every ethnicity. You find not racism in every ethnicity. Not everybody is a racist. Not every individual on earth is a racist. That includes the white community. As I've said before, and it's so important that we remember this, one of the main reasons slavery was abolished in America is because there were so many white people fighting against it, politically and militarily. One of the reasons we do have black corporate executives is because we have white corporate executives making sure that black people and Hispanic people and Asians and women get put in those positions. They see the people are qualified, well able to do the job, and they put them in there. Part of the reason that Barack Obama is one of our former presidents is because many people of all ethnicities, including the white community, realized that he was well qualified to lead this nation and voted for him. So again, I want you to please be clear that I'm not even suggesting that all white people are racist. I do not believe that. I've never believed that. I'm just being honest with you. I have never believed that. I have always believed that there are some people in the white community who are racist, and there are many who are not. There are good and bad people who do bad things, people who do good things in every ethnicity, both genders, every age group. Now, I'm not really including the 3-year-olds and the 2-year-olds and younger than that. But let me tell you, 5 years old even, you got children who do mean things to other children. I'm not saying the children aren't precious. They are precious, but they're not completely innocent. So you find good and bad everywhere. So you have these people who were saying they applauded President Reagan for the changes he was making until he started making the promised changes that had a negative impact on them. And when they were reminded that he had been saying he was going to make those changes and that those changes were going to hurt, their response was, well, yeah, well, we thought he just meant he was going to hurt you all. We didn't think he was going to hurt us too. So as long as the pain was only going to be borne by those people, everything was cool. And I know that for a lot of people now who are hearing about this child tax credit, and it's hard for you to get the image of black people and Hispanic people out of your mind, and so it's okay to you. Let's talk about the GOP's tax bill's impact on higher education when I come back. Won't let you go.